This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Parliament has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1980. The bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4, from existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees, instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. The bill empowers banks to decide the remuneration of their auditors. Replying to a debate, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the government has undertaken several reforms to strengthen the banking sector in the country.
We'll be focusing on a lot of structural reforms, but our efforts are not restricted only to that. We have deepened financial inclusion, took banking to the last citizen, and ensured that citizen-centric banking is importantly served as an interface. 55 crore Jan Dhan accounts have been opened, of which over 55% of them are women, and 66% have been in rural or semi-urban centered bank branches.
The Lok Sabha has passed a Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management Anand as a university to be known as a Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development, and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. NDA MPs from Bihar met at the residence of BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal in New Delhi over dinner yesterday. BJP President JP Nadda, senior leaders of JDU, LJP Ram Dulas, Hindustan Awam Morcha Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha attended the meeting along with BJP MPs from Bihar. The meeting, which took place ahead of the Bihar Assembly poll scheduled later this year, was intended to further fine-tune coordination among the alliance partners in the state. Later in a social media post, Union Minister and LJPR Chief Chirag Paswan said that the strategies for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections were discussed during the meeting. The Reserve Bank of India has imposed a monetary penalty of 75 lakh rupees on HDFC Bank for non-compliance of certain KYC Know Your Customer norms. The Reserve Bank yesterday also announced imposition of monetary penalty of 10 lakh rupees on KLM Exiva Finvest Limited for non-compliance of certain norms related to declaration of dividends. Besides, a penalty of 68 lakh 20 rupees has also been imposed in Punjab and Sindh Bank for violation of certain directions regarding creation of central repository of large common exposures across banks. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF, should be designated as an entity of concern. Dismissing the findings of the recently released 2025 annual report by USCIRF, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the USCIRF continues its pattern of issuing biased and politically motivated assessments. He made these remarks after USCIRF in its report claimed that attacks against India's minorities rose in 2024. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the differences should not become disputes and competition should not become conflict. He made this remark while speaking on India-China relations in a conversation with Dr. Kyung Wa Kang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Society in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that since October last year, relations between the two countries have seen some improvement, with both nations working on various aspects of their ties. He noted that both India and China are making efforts and striving to rebuild their relationship. Indian wrestlers continued their good run on the second day of the Senior Asian Wrestling Championship 2025, with Nitish clinching the second bronze medal for the country in Amman, Jordan yesterday. Nitesh showcased remarkable skill and determination in the Greco-Roman category as he added another bronze medal to the one that Sunil Kumar had won in the men's 87 kg. In the bronze medal match, Nitesh handed Amanverdi Agamedov of Turkmenistan a dominant 9-0 defeat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.